G'day everyone. It's Ian here, driving a Camry, a hire car I picked up in Sydney. I'm driving back to Sydney, as a matter of fact. Just left Jervis Bay, and I'm heading back after staying overnight down this part of the world. Jervis Bay, for those of you who don't know, is about 3 hours south of Sydney. Beautiful part of the world. Today is spectacular. The cover art I'm going to give you is the photo I took over the bay of the sun coming up this morning. I was already up actually, but the sun's low on the horizon. Just beautiful. It's 8/8 clear sky. Oh, such beautiful weather, especially at that hour before the heat kicks in. And it does get hot down here, I noticed. Noticed that yesterday when I arrived. I just got to get back on the highway now after turning off. When I stepped out of the car, I had the air conditioner up on Antarctic. Yesterday, as I was driving down here, I stepped out of the car and it was like stepping into an oven. It was just bitch slapped me. And unfortunately, I had to work in it. But by the time I got here, I flew down yesterday morning, got a relatively early flight out of Brisbane, and then picked up the car in Sydney about 11 o'clock and arrived on site, which is a timber yard, at about 3 o'clock, but the sun still had a nasty, nasty bite in it. And what I was doing, if you happen to have seen my Facebook or Instagram feed, is I was taking some profiles of a tree, a blackbutt. This tree is going to be, it's being debarked, and it's going to be suspended in three sections, 8 meters in the air, above a laneway in the centre of Sydney. It's an art piece. It's actually going up the lane at the back of 200 George Street, which is where the Tank Stream piece of art, the sandstone project I was working on back in September and October, where it went. It went into 200 George Street. This is the laneway around the back, and it's going to have this huge tree suspended. And I mean, it's a big tree. Like down where one of these templates I was taking, the diameter of the tree is just a tad, well, it's a meter. So it's a big lump of tree. And what they did is they actually dug the tree out of the ground. So they've got a lot of the root ball on one end of the tree, and then you've got one section, and then it ends where there's a column, and then there's another straight section of tree, and then there's another column, and then there's another section, and the third section is the crown of the tree with the branches. All the fine, small roots and branches have been cut off, so they're just the larger parts of the branch and root system are remaining. It's going to look spectacular, it really is. Anyway, I was sent down here to pull some templates, to generate some templates around the three parts of the tree where there are going to be these 12 millimeter stainless 100 mil wide brackets that will go around the tree. They'll basically be a coupling that will bolt together around the tree, and then from that coupling will be the actual supports that go back to the building to hold the tree in place. Up in the air, 8 meters. 8 meters is really high. So you're going to be looking up at this tree floating above you. It's going to look spectacular. Anyway, so I had to fly down here, drive down here and crawl around in a grubby, hot, humid timber yard, and then do what I do with these plywood templates in order to create a profile of what the outside of this tree is. The way I did it is I cut some ply for the big part, 4, and for the smaller sections, 3. Some ply panels that fitted around and screwed onto the tree and screwed to each other. So they basically surrounded the trunk. And then I had, and that was an approximate dimension, just had to be big enough to make sure that the ply overlapped and the cutout was sort of the rough dimension of the tree. And then I had smaller pieces of ply which I glued and stapled to make up the gap, like all these little fingers going into the actual trunk to actually give me an accurate profile. It went exceptionally well. I was actually on site for about 3.5 hours, probably spent an hour or so actually deciding which way was going to be top and which way was going to be bottom on the tree. And once that was determined, I was assisted with that process by the actual artist, who drove 4.5 hours from the far side of Sydney to meet with me. Once he decided what was up and down, I was able to get to work and do my bit. And it went really well. I was really quite pleased. And then I was able to hightail it off to my accommodation, just a motel, at Huskinson, a little town, little seaside village, a holiday place on Jarvis Bay. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Lots of families out and about this morning. I went and had a spectacular breakfast. Oh, oh, so nice. Yeah, all the smoked salmon and roasted tomatoes and halloumi and egg and it was just spectacular. Last night's dinner also was a seafood feast with some of the biggest oysters I've had in a very, very long time. You've got to go back to when I was on the Brittany coast over in France there to have had oysters bigger than that. So so I had a couple of nice meals and I had a lot of really nice beers last night too. It was interesting. I was only out in the weather for 3.5 hours, but I noticed when I got to my accommodation, I drank a litre of water and I had 5 or 6 beers before I needed to go to the toilet. I must have, in those few hours, I must have really perspired a lot of water out of my system. Ended up a little bit dehydrated. But it's just a beautiful part of the world. And I noticed this morning that there are a lot of young families, and I know because I've got kids. We're talking about infants through to 4-year-olds, I'd say. Lots and lots and lots of them. And it makes complete sense because here we are in early March. So all the kids, school kids, are at school. So if you've got a young family, now is the perfect time, which is what I used to do when my daughter was this age. Now is the time to have your holidays because you're off the peak of the school holidays when everybody else is paying premiums for their accommodation so you can get cheaper accommodation. The weather is still stunning. You don't have the madding crowd to fill up the roads and the hotel accommodation, and your little kids don't have to worry about fitting in with that routine because they're not at school yet. And all these young families were having breakfast this morning. Nice, lazy breakfast. So 30-something adults just chilling and relaxing in this beautiful weather. Yeah, it's really nice, really nice. Like I said, I'll put a photo of the sunrise up and you can see how stunning it is. But now I've got a 3-hour drive back to Sydney and drop this car off and get back on the plane and get myself back to Bris Vegas. It's been a lovely little trip. A little bit of work and a fair bit of good times. Catch you around, everybody. Thanks for being there. Bye-bye.